Welcome back to Science Weekly, brought to you by Slugcast. I'm your host, Maya, and today we're talking about something straight out of a sci-fi movie, except it's actually real. It's how UC Santa Cruz scientists worked with Colossal Biosciences to help reveal secrets in the dire wolf genome that contributed to what the startup is calling the world's first de-extinction. Stay tuned to learn more. So remember the dire wolf, that giant prehistoric predator, kind of like a supersized Game of Thrones wolf? Well, it's not just a fossil anymore. Thanks to a biotech company called Colossal Biosciences, scientists have brought a version of the dire wolf back from extinction.
Huh?
Okay, let me explain. Colossal's team didn't clone a dire wolf, Jurassic Park style. Instead, they took DNA from ancient dire wolf remains and used it to tweak the genes of a modern gray wolf. The result? Puppies that aren't exact copies, but they do have many of the dire wolf's most iconic traits. Think bulkier builds and stronger jaws, basically like a wolf 2.0. The science behind this is intense, and one of the key players is Beth Shapiro, former professor at UC Santa Cruz and current chief science officer at Colossal. She's literally written the book on bringing extinct species back, and this project is a huge milestone in that field. Now here's where it gets even cooler. The research didn't just stop at creating these pups. The team also dove deep into the evolutionary history of the dire wolf using a fancy new method for analyzing ancient genomes. They used tools developed right at UC Santa Cruz Genomics Institute, shout out to Slug Science, to find out where the dire wolves actually came from. Turns out dire wolves are a kind of OG mashup. Around 4 to 5 million years ago, they evolved from the mixing of two different ancient dog lineages, one that led to wolves and coyotes, and another that's more closely related to South American wild dogs. This kind of interbreeding called hybrid speciation is super rare, or so scientists thought. But between this and earlier research on mammoths, it's starting to look like evolution might be full of those unexpected twists. So why does this matter beyond being cool? For one, it helps scientists better understand how dire wolves lived and died out. But more importantly, it shows how the tech we're using to study the past, like ancient DNA analysis, could actually help protect endangered species today. Beth Shapiro and Colossal CEO believe these tools could help fight back against the global extinction crisis, which threatens nearly half the world's species over the next few decades. And get this, the ancient DNA used in this study came from real direwolf fossils, like an incisor tooth and a skull, carefully prepared and analyzed by researchers at UC Santa Cruz. It's delicate, highly skilled work, and it laid the foundation for this entire project. As Lauren Linton, the executive director of the Genomics Institute, put it, this collaboration between industry and academia shows what's possible when brilliant minds team up. And honestly, if dire wolves are just the beginning, the future of conservation science is gonna be wild. Well, that's all for today's Science Weekly. Whether you're howling with excitement or just low-key amazed, don't forget to follow us on Instagram at UCSC Slugcast and stay tuned for more stories from the front lines of science. Don't forget to take it easy on yourself. Until next time, bye!